It's been happening daily in similar ways across the world during this pandemic, and even now as vaccines are rolling out. The phone rings, and at the other end, someone says something like this.
Hello, I'm talking from the Ministry of Health, and I saw that you did a coronavirus test, and I wanted to know if you got the answer already.
That was 20-year-old Hagar Lukovsky, an Israeli soldier assigned to the health ministry to do contact tracing. The answer she refers to is someone's positive test. As part of NPR's international desk feature, Same Here, we recently connected her for a chat with another contact tracer far away.
Hi, my name is Lee Sun-ju, and I work in the epidemiological investigation team at the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency.
Lee Sun-ju is in Osan, South Korea, and is 39, and like many Korean contact tracers, she is a professional epidemiologist. They talk to each other about getting people to open up and their tough work on different sides of the world.
I'm most curious about what it's like for you at age 20 to do the work of contact tracing. Here in South Korea, most epidemiological investigators are in their early or mid-30s with master's or doctor's degrees. I admire and envy that you are doing such professional work at such a young age.
Thank you so much, first of all. Actually, I'm one of the older people. Some people here are 18-year-olds because we are joining the army at 18. So it is weird because sometimes the other person in line is much older than us, but we try to do it. First of all, we try to be as professional as we can, and we try just to talk to people as nicely as we can. I mean, we know that they are dealing with stuff that probably are much bigger than us, and we haven't dealt with them yet. Just being very humble.
Personally, I feel the interviews, talking directly to people, is the hardest part.
Yeah, I can relate. What's difficult in it for you?
In the beginning of the pandemic, patients didn't want people to find out about their infection. They were socially stigmatized, so interviewing them was very difficult. Persuading them to tell us who they had met, where they had visited, whether they had been at any high-risk places was the most difficult. I wonder if you've had similar difficulties in Israel.
Yeah, I think I can relate to a lot of that. I think mostly it's about people thinking that it's better if they don't tell us where they've been and who they've met, because then those people won't be in isolation. So sometimes people don't tell us just because they think it's what's best for their families or friends. And that's like our job, to explain to them why the better option is to tell us, and so the virus won't be spread. So I think that's probably the most difficult part, like not knowing if they tell us the whole truth.
Yeah.
Is it like the same, like what methods do you use to try to persuade people and convince them that they should tell you where they've been?
도움을 드리려고 하는 부분.
I try to stress the ways we can help them. Most people are cooperative in giving us their itineraries. For those who are not, we do warn them that there can be legal consequences. But some patients who are old have difficulty remembering the details. In that case, we deploy other technological measures to get help.
I just wanted to hear, maybe you have like a story about a patient, about an interview that you did that was interesting or hard, something that I can learn from if I meet the same situation.
The most memorable interviews are the most heartbreaking ones. It was an old woman, a grandmother who had passed away, and I interviewed her son. Everyone in the family had tested positive, and I had to ask the son about his mother, who he had just lost. I remember how sorry and sad I felt. I actually had difficulty recalling the memory because I usually don't have time to think about one particular case. I have to move right on to the next case, so it's rare to hang on to emotions. I remember some of them now only because I'm thinking back to those moments.
I had one, I think that was the like hardest one technically and emotionally for me. Before I call like a patient, I look up in her file and see like how old are they, where they live, stuff like that. And I saw that she was hospitalized and that she was ventilized, so she was in a pretty bad state. And I found out that she was hospitalized not because of coronavirus, because she was pregnant and because she was in a bad state. And yeah, I found out she like had her baby 2 days before that, and her husband saw them like with all this equipment just for like a few minutes. And he was in an emotional state. I mean, he couldn't be with his wife and his 2-day-old baby. It's really hard for me to ask them like all these personal questions. A few days after that, I looked up what her state is because I wanted to see if she's okay. And she was eventually okay. I have a question. I wonder what it's like to talk to different people in South Korea. Like, because here, like, we have communities that are really different from each other, even like the language and the manners and everything. So I wonder if it's like that for you.
네, 한국에서도 저는 굉장히...
Yes. I had assumed that South Korea has a pretty homogenous culture and way of life. But doing contact tracing, I've learned that there are vastly different kinds of businesses and recreational activities. For example, I got to learn about the business model of traveling vendors that hold sales sessions for groups of people. And I also learned about the culture of older citizens and how they spend their days.
I think Israel, like I knew it before that we have a lot of different cultures and a lot of like different people and different communities here. But talking to people like just a person to person has been mind opening. Just to talk to people that I usually don't meet in my day-to-day life because like they're not in my specific community. I had one phone call with an Arab woman. She was really funny and she was really nice and warm and everything. And at the end, she invited me to drink tea at her village. And I was like, yeah, I'll come right now. And then she was like, no, you can't because I'm supposed to be isolated. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. So it was a really nice conversation. And I don't think I would have met her in my life or talked to her or had this little funny moment with her. Personally, I like it that I get to meet through a phone call people different from me.
That was Hagar Lukovsky from Israel and Lee Sun-ju from South Korea talking to each other about their experiences contact tracing. They were brought to us by Greg Dixon, Daniel Estrin, and Se Ung-gong on NPR's International Desk.